Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs, died March 24th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held this evening at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home from now until the time of service at 6. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs. Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green, died March 28th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Spring Green Food Pantry or charity of your choice. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green. George W. Denman, Jr., 65 of Richland Center, died last Friday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. George W. Denman, Jr., 65 of Richland Center. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge, died April 1st at Amplify Health in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held from noon to 3 Saturday with a special prayer at 1:30 at the Vossetegh Funeral Home in Lafarge. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge. Arthur A. Fettaplace, 83 of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the River Valley Trap Team. Arthur A. Fettaplace, 83 of Dodgeville. Joanne M. Kisak, 91 of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at the Farber Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place at 3:30 in the North Clayton Cemetery, Soldiers Grove. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the North Freedom United Methodist Church. Joanne M. Kisak, 91 of Reedsburg. Verlyn Stoll, 72 of Gotham, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held next Friday, April 17th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Friday, April 17th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Verlyn Stoll, 72 of Gotham. Ronald Edwards, 78 of Richland County, died March 26th. Funeral services will be held next Friday, April 17th at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, April 17th from 4 until the time of service at 6. Ron wanted his life to be celebrated like a party. Bright colors being worn would be appreciated. Your presence and support mean the most. If you would like to honor Ron with a gift, contributions to the family are welcome. Ronald Edwards, 78 of Richland County. Elaine Millie Ryder, 67 of Blue River, died last Friday at home. A private graveside service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Elaine Millie Ryder, 67 of Blue River. Veda J. Favre, 74 of Blue River, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 25th from 10 to 1 at the Blue River Community Building. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Veda J. Favre, 74 of Blue River. Brenda Jeanette Raymond, 58 of Bloom City and the Madison area, died April 3rd in Bloom City. A celebration of life will be held in the Madison area May 30th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Brenda Jeanette Raymond, 58, of Bloom City and the Madison area.